The Run Home with Joel and Fletch. Tomorrow's car is in stock today. Tech driver Hyundai Tucson Turbo Diesel All-Wheel Drive. It's time for the Doyens of Drive. Joel Kane and Brian Fletcher. The Run Home with Joel and Fletch on SEN starts now.
Oh, yes, an easy way to start the week, isn't it? Welcome to The Run Home with Joel and Fletch. All thanks to Hyundai. Not if you're listening north of the border, of course. Hyundai Tucson Turbo Diesel is in stock now. We welcome our listeners, 1170 SEN in Sydney, 1620 SEN on the Gold Coast, SENQ via DAB+, maybe you're listening via the app, or maybe belatedly via the podcast. Don't forget to have your say, because you do lead the agenda. The Ryko Filters call line, 1300 01 1170. Ask your mechanic for Ryko Filters, the professional's choice, and you can text 0457 736 736. Slide into the DMs anytime you like. Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. It's the same moniker at Joel Fletch SEN. Today's guest, we're going to look forward to catching up after 5 o'clock. The boys at Sports Day. Monty Beetham to look back on the Kiwis versus the Tonga side. That was a terrific match. In fact, the whole international rep round was terrific. And don't forget, you can lay your boot into someone and nominate them for your Monday A-grades. Get your nominations in for a chance to win a pair of Blunston boots. I'll leave the A-grades to kick things off. That lady who tied herself to the car on the Harbour Bridge to muck everyone else up, just try and beat that for your chance to win your Blunston boots, bro.
That was mine as well. Yeah. I think we should just all get a pair of Blunston. Yeah. The thing that I got, so she's all about climate change, which is her prerogative.
Yeah.
But she's in a diesel car.
Is she?
Like,
fair dinkum.
She should have been on a bike.
Yeah.
Tandem bike.
Tandem bike.
With Vossie.
Yeah.
Well, he tried to warn us, didn't he?
Oh, Vossie cops some grief, didn't he?
Yeah, we're not going there. No. He hasn't been stopped.
I will. Can we do it?
Yes.
Did you see the footage? Oh, I think it was Channel 7 News, and the bloke who comes up on behind her in the window.
Yeah.
Oh, filthy.
Oh, mate.
At A grade. Sorry, mate.
Pork chops at 10 paces. Now, we've got, what about the week? Right, so Queensland have won the Origin 1, and then we've got to bounce back. So we play the 19s, the boys and the girls, tick, tick. We play the women's State of Origin, tick. And then last night, 44 points to 12. So, Brian, this is how I'm feeling today.
Okay.
Life all 65.
Is it?
Yeah. We're blue, baby. We're blue.
It is. Is it just, if I'm blue, I would die? Or is it, if I'm blue, I'm not green?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I'm blue. If I was green, I would die.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
we're
I'm blue
green.
If I was
maroon.
Maroon, I would die.
Oh, yeah.
Are they gone now, boys? I know we're going to talk about Origin later on, but are they gone?
We've walked this path too many times.
I know, but
Suncorp, see, that's the factor. That's the major factor. And there's a few little things in it, Brian. We were trailing up until the very last play in that first half. Felice goes down, which completely changes the game. I don't think they handled the travel that well, Queensland.
Well, that was the other thing. Freddie got in early, went a week, pretty much a week, got acclimatised.
Yep.
It's 2 hours difference, isn't it?
Yeah.
You should get over that. We were just better.
Yeah, we're better. Well done to Jakey T, by the way.
Yeah, well done.
Well done to Jakey T, who he was the one probably most people were questioning and punched out the numbers that we really haven't seen this year and punched out a skull after the game, Brian. Did you see that as well?
I did see that. That was awesome. And did you see in the top right corner?
Yeah.
Your man, Birdo.
Oh.
Just, it came back out. So he's had a skull and boom, out it comes.
Yeah.
Throwing your Birdo. I thought that... He was off the drink, Jakey T.
Oh, well.
That's what I heard.
Maybe he was. Maybe he is. Maybe he just has one when that sort of thing happens. But it was so good. And you know what? On a likability scale, he's just about the benchmark, isn't he?
Oh, I've said this before. I want to have a son. If I wanted a son, I do want a son.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, the factory's closed down.
If the factory was not closed down and you were guaranteed to have a son.
And I'd be him.
No, but would you go back to the well at this age?
If he would grow up like Jake,
100%.
Tommy, no. Tommy, I think he's got a bit of rat in him.
Yeah,
which I do like.
Yeah,
but if you put my rat, my wife's rat.
Oh, the power of that rat.
Your time's out. We're talking the square root of ratness.
Oh yes.
It was great for Jake. You saw basically in the first tackle, how his technique is just no one. Defends like that anymore.
Nah, he was great. He was so good. Brad the Owls kicked us off with an aubergine. Good afternoon, men, says the Pinnacle. I think the weekend should be known as the Blue Rinse. in New South Wales rugby league history. Not one bit of joy for those Queenslanders. Boy, early A grade. Hey, legends, have two early A grades from last night's Origin. Optus Stadium has a designated stand-up drinking area. So instead of getting up five times to get your drinks, just stay up there and get smashed. Flogs. West Coast Eagles supporters getting on the Queensland bandwagon that have 10 minutes before the game finishes and they leave. Double flogs. Love the show, Stephen from Perth.
Oh, the double flogs. No one's brought out the double flogs before.
No.
Good on you, Stephen.
This song isn't the song. Oh, no, I can't be saying that. No, that we saw that in the sheds, Crisco.
What's that?
Your particular text there. See Crisco's one.
Where's Chrissy?
Yeah, Crisco.
Right, three down.
Yeah, yeah, we can't read that one out.
Isn't the song I would.
Oh, Graham's right, because we mucked around and recorded our promo for today last week, right? Mm. We had a bit of a stab at it. And he's right. He says Fletchie was half right with his 22-6 tip. You just had the double at Brian. It was 44-12.
Well, I actually said that.
Yes.
I said if we were double as good as we were last
That's
time.
Right.
But who do we gave Isaiah Yeo the MOM. But you did say, you were on fire, Sugar. You were the oracle. Mm. So correct me if I'm wrong, Gibbo. You kick us off.
Yeah.
Girls footy. I wasn't here for the Origin on Friday night, but...
Absolute oracle, Joel Kane. Yeah. So he was talking, I'm pretty sure it was with Shawnee. He said, Destiny Brill, similar to a Brandon Smith type player, will come off the bench and score a try.
There he
well,
goes.
She started at 13, then she scored a try.
She scored a try.
And then you were talking about how Isabel Kelly is too much value because Sergis gets all the raps, but Isabel Kelly's the gun. And she scores.
Yeah, player of the match, Isabel Kelly, which is good.
Absolute oracle. And then on Origin night last night, Fletch.
13 plus. I thought you were off your head. Boom. 30 plus. And then our man, Maddie left Burton. Foot, oh, Burton.
I love him.
Hang on, not done yet.
Okay,
this is just suckfest. This is double flog. Yeah. And Teddy. Oh, no, Teddy. Nathan Cleary, man of the match. So well done, Sugar.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Shout out to that doctor, too, who's very, very happy. The gynecologist.
He
was very, very keen.
I don't see it. Brooksy's tipped me off. I've blocked him. He's a troll.
No,
but anyway.
he said, well done. He wants to open an account.
he said great insight early on before the game.
You know, just
to teach the kids.
Just if you haven't got anything nice to say in this world, don't say it at all. That's my thing. This bloke just wants to pop people. Anyway, six to go play. I'm going to give a wrap out because, and you were there, Brooksy, the scenes that were had at the Sporting Globe. It was outstanding. So we get Shawnee there, right? And Shawnee goes, oh, I wouldn't mind doing my cross earlier because he wants to get on the source.
Yeah.
Right? So we get him on at 4 o'clock and he brings one of the stable mates at Sportsbet, champion fellow called Squirrel. Now, Squirrel is the doyen of the dishes, right?
Gotcha.
So I said, Squirrel, up you come. Have you got a tip for the punters? And he's a gun. He said, yeah, it's not for about an hour and a half, but I like race 8 number 1, right? So he's tipped race 8 number 1, right? And the whole pub's on it, right? And I've got people from other radio stations backing it as well, tipping, oh, I've got a fortune on this, blah, blah, blah.
Drop the G?
No, not drop the G. No. Click on the feedback. No.
Don't touch the dial.
No. So anyway, it comes out and it misses a start and then it's in this duel, kicks 10 lengths clear, but the problem is there's one other dog who's 100-1 next to it. Ding dong, go down the finish line, kicks away, bang, on the line,
oh, yes.
Bang. So missiles up and about. Next thing you know, I get reports, 1 a.m. that next day, Sporting Globe, Missile, Squirrel and the coal miner.
Oh, they've all locked horns.
Yes, they have.
Oh, that's outstanding.
Yeah, that's
how does the missile go?
Well, I don't know. We'll ask the coal miner a little bit later on.
I didn't realise how big of a human he is.
Shawnee?
No.
No, a missile. Oh, massive.
My God. Like, he's just solid. When he swam, was he like that?
Oh, he would have been. Oh, yeah. Oh, he's a beast, isn't he? Anyway, 1300 01 1170. Let's go to Newcastle where Ben has been waiting. G'day, Benny.
Hey, how are you?
Yes,
going
Benny.
All right, Ben?
We're currently in Forbes on the way back from rugby. Oh, my God, Carl. Anyway.
Hang on. Stand by. Tell us the rugby trip. What's happened here? Why are you out at Forbes from Newcastle?
It's like a Catholic school, year 5, year 6 team they pick, and then you go out and play against other schools, and then they pick a sort of regional team to then go and play at Glen Willow at Mudgee.
Ah, so were you playing at Forbes, or you're coming through Forbes now?
Stayed at Parks, played at Forbes, heading back to the observation deck at Forbes. At Parks now. Then to the coachman for a couple.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, well, we're filling up there. Well, I will.
Beautiful.
He'll be on the Coke Zero.
Beautiful, yeah. Benny.
Pink lemonade. Talk to us, Benny. Who's your A grade?
Oh, I've got a job that involves those climate protests. And look, some of them, I get it. But old mate that was live streaming, I was watching it today, and he's there filming, and oh, there's the cops. Oh, and there's all these people, you know, doing the right thing. Oh, hang on. I've just got to change. I need to put the battery in my phone so I can keep live streaming.
Oh, mate. The hot pocot. The what?
Hypochondriac.
Bless you.
Excuse me.
Hypochondriac.
Oh, no.
Hypochondriac or hopscotch?
I feel like I left this studio 2 minutes ago from last night's game. But anyway, Benny, great A-grade nomination. The hypocrisy.
Yeah, well done, Benny.
Oh, you got there eventually.
Eventually, mate. Easy for you to say. 1300 01 1170 is the call line. Text 0457 736 736. Yeah, mine's a bit of a scramble today, Brian. We're doing the live reads.
Yes.
What did I say? It was just completely off the bit.
But sometimes you do that.
Yeah.
It's about the hernia injury.
Yeah, the hernia
you,
injury.
You tear your stomach. No, you said tummy.
No, if you stare a tummy.
Yeah.
If you stare a tummy.
Stare a tummy.
Hey, boys, my wife's gone away with my children.
Oh, hello.
So, well, no, this is what I'm going to try and do.
Condolences or?
Yeah.
No. I'm going to try and not drink for 10 days while they're away. Because I'm thinking if I can... Not do that.
Good give a.
What?
No chance.
I reckon I can.
Zero chance.
Mate, that comment alone will make this board light up.
I reckon I can do it.
Yeah.
And if I can do it when they're not there and I have absolutely not 1 ounce of responsibility,
yeah,
I'll be able to do it any time.
I'm doing Dry July starting today.
In 6 hours' time, you're going to be wearing a sombrero. No, I've just got to keep busy.
Because as they say, idle hands are the devil's playground.
Yes.
I want to go to that playground.
It's the weekend that's going to get you trouble, sure.
I know.
This is day one. You haven't even got through Monday yet.
Okay, 0457 736 736.
Oh, please.
If Brian Fletcher, me, speaking in the third person, can get through this, give me a aubergine.
Yep.
And cactus.
I can't do it. Give me a balloon.
The poo emoji.
No, balloons.
Balloons.
One of those drinks. Okay. Like a beer.
Mate, you cannot do this.
I can.
You should not do this is probably more to the point, Gibbo, is it?
Yeah, you shouldn't do it, Fletch. Look, you got 10 days of fun to be had. I know you said about Wednesday you'll start missing them and stuff like that, but...
Then I'll cry.
Yeah.
Matty John.
And then how will you console yourself?
Exactly. Casabelle. Yeah.
Correct, the tequila would come out.
What would you do, honestly, like if you do break later in the week or when you do break later in the week, what do you reckon you'd go to? So you sit, you've got home and you've got a weak moment and you thought, oh, yeah, I might just have a couple, right?
Yeah.
Do you ever do that, by the way, by yourself?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I also like having the responsibility to be somewhere. And if I don't have it, I've only got this rank little cat that we bought that we just got to feed him.
Yeah.
Which is a punish.
Yeah.
Frank Cat.
His name's Frank. Frank the Rank. Frank the Rank. Oh, he's a punish, this cat. Climbs all over your melon.
Mate, you know what happened to his last cat? Rest in peace, Jinxie.
Yeah.
Like if you call a cat Jinx, mate, please.
Got cleaned up by the Tarago. Yeah. No, well, it's got to have an X in it because we've got Pixie and Dexter.
Oh.
So Frank, I was going to call him Franks.
Franks.
Yeah. F-R-A-N-X. But anyway, I think I can do it. Thanks for your support. 10 days.
You can do it.
Million to one, aren't I?
Yeah.
But La Cucaracha will be playing.
Yeah. How was your weekend, Brooksy?
Yeah, pretty good. Watched all the footy.
Did you kick on with the missile?
There was a few kick-ons down there. The margaritas, surprisingly enough, came out at the brewery, which was good. But yeah, very good weekend. Good. I'm going to miss rep round. I think it's a good reset. Sort of, you can look away from NRL. It was great seeing some of the people playing in the Thurl Butchers and NRL and people. I think there was a player that came over from England that played at Campbelltown. Going to miss it.
So
rest in peace.
Is it because we've got the extra team that there's just no space in the schedule?
I think it's a TV deal. New TV deal. They're going to revert back to a Wednesday origin, so they won't have a rep round. It'll just be an NRL round that will replace it.
Which is a shame because it works.
It's building. We saw the numbers today with Channel 9.
It is a refreshing cut into the season, isn't it?
We need a bit of a break.
Yeah.
It was good to have a week off.
Yep.
But after watching, Joshy Shuster, that was awesome. Mm. When he was singing the national anthem and the tears came down.
The emotion.
I mean, that was very, very good.
Brennan Smith and Joey Tappanay as well.
Yeah.
And the anthem for New Zealand.
Tell you what, it's raining balloons here, Fletch.
Sorry, Fletch.
James, Fitzy, 115, Steve, they're all just got these balloons, and you're going to go down like a prick balloon.
Pull your head in,
Fletch. You can do it. I'm not doubting it, but it's not what the fans want from you, mate. Handlebars down, full noise into it, Skipper Robinson.
The problem is, I tend to take things a little bit too far sometimes. Yeah. No, my mates aren't very good supporters, and they sort of lead me down this path.
A little devil on the shoulder.
Clint from Cronulla's backing you in. He said, Fletcher, I'm backing you in, mate. Aubergine throwing in the Gordon grapes for good measure. Cheers, Clint from Cronulla. So okay. There you go. Brian, solo, hand solo. Does he survive? Speaking about handlebars, what about my China plate? Did you see him?
Who?
Pricey. Assistant coach. Have you seen his...
No.
Have you not seen it?
Mustaka.
Oh,
it was one of the good ones.
Chopper Reed.
Oh, mate. Mate, what's Pepe Le Pewing?
What is it for a bet?
Nah, this is just how he rolls.
Oh, wow.
I think he's got a sawn-off shotgun somewhere in the booth.
If you Google it, listeners.
Google it.
Google Stevie Price. It is. I don't mind the... If you get rid of the side bits, why did he do it?
That's just how he rolls, mate. He beats to his own drum. He doesn't care. He's a man of the people.
He looks. I actually think he looks all right.
He'd be loving it too. He looks fit, Pricey. Anyway, have your say. 1300 01 1170 is the way to do that. Gibbo, how was your weekend?
Yeah, pretty much just like Brooksy's. I had a great weekend just watching all the footy, and it just built up as well. So even on Thursday night, we had footy, and I loved watching the New Zealand Tonga game. Was awesome. See the emotion on the players, but Justin Olam and Fear was unbelievable.
How good is he?
Some of the hits in that game was unbelievable. And I think Sony Tavarua, the fullback, outstanding. But I really love international rep round. And I hope they can sort of rejig it and it can come back to the middle of the year.
Just before we have a bit of a spell, boys, what's the power rankings? Australia still number one?
We are, but New Zealand, they are very, very
good.
They
are very good.
Like, I think... Their forward pack is good. Their spine is great. It's their outside backs. I think there might be a few little question marks. Like, you look at Selwyn Cobbo in the centres for New South Wales, would have Latrell, Tommy Turbo,
Val on
Matt
the wing.
Burton. Like, that's going to win. Peter Hicku's up against you. I'm not sure that he's going to be able to contain you, but hopefully.
No, I think we'll be ranked number one, obviously. Yeah. But New Zealand, I'm going to say that's the best New Zealand side I've seen.
I reckon, I totally agree, Brian. I honestly agree with that. We were pretty confident they'd, and with all respect to Tonga, but I totally agree. Are Tonga number three, and where is Samoa in this? Where are England in all this?
England. It's a fight out for three and four, England and Tonga. But I was going to say, I was just talking about Madge. Well done to Madge.
Good on him.
It just shows you, I mean, obviously it's a fair side, but at the end of the day, you need some cattle,
yep,
don't you?
Yep, 100%. And they played a good footy. So well done to Madge and the team over there. Terrific win, which is just what he needs too, because in his situation, you've lost the Tigers' job. If you lose this game, it's a long time between drinks, isn't it?
Yeah, and what would an international coach get?
Oh.
Are you, like, I'm just thinking, could you do it full-time? It's not going to work. You need some...
Well, Mal does it full-time, doesn't he?
Yeah, but he's doing some other stuff too, isn't he?
Well, how can it be a full-time job when they just don't have a full-time schedule? Like, it's just a mess, international rugby league.
It's actually not a full-time job, really, no matter how you break it down.
But you could start doing some pathways stuff. And,
yeah.
Yeah. No, but it should be, right? Don't you think?
Yeah.
An international rugby league coach should be a full-time job, but there is no way that you can possibly have that with what's been going on the last few years. And hopefully they... ratify that and make sure that they look after the international game, because they're not really looking after it.
We've had the pandemic.
No, that's what obviously. I'm saying. But in no way have they really made any effort now, other than let's not play the World Cup. Let's get rid of rep round.
Mm.
So they're not really showing that they want to put effort into international rugby league in the future.
We don't have a broadcast partner yet for the Rugby World Cup. Surely someone's going to jump in now.
It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
This World Cup will be the most anticipated World Cup, most watched World Cup of all time.
And most even.
Yep.
I mean, Russia making it? Russia playing?
Oh.
We tell them.
Just missed out.
I'll tell you what we're going to do. I've got an exercise for you, Brian. Ruskies. I've got an exercise for you.
Not this year.
What we're going to do in the break, boys, I'm going to bring up the clip of Matt Burton's Torpy.
Torps.
Right? you're going to get your phone out and time. We're going to time the hang time.
Gotcha.
And we're going to compare that to the NFL punters.
Okay.
To where Matt Burton, I know they're different balls, so calm down. But
different atmospheres.
Yeah, yes.
They played on the moon
on a radio show. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
I'll time it. But right, let's push for Birdo over there.
That's right. I've already slid into the DMs of Dougie Gottlieb. You know our man from Fox Sports over there.
Yeah, what's he say?
Well,
arse of the rats variety.
Yeah, probably, because that's how they typically
do this.